Hello, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I'm in the cancellation department, and I saw the notes on the account. I guess you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Well, the issue is just the unprofessional demeanor of those that I've dealt with so far.
Oh, no. That's horrible. What happened?
So anyway, I had a conference call set up, and it progressed to a point where they were ready to build a website for me, and so they said that we can use Home Services Pro Colorado or Home Services Pro CO. I'm like, no, I have a website. Mm-hmm. Oh, their response was, and we didn't know that. I'm like, well, why didn't you ask me that to begin with? It just so happened that I have my website domain was already registered with GoDaddy.
Right.
And what's happened is that they had a technical issue yesterday. It wasn't me. It was them. It was a known outage for GoDaddy.
Okay.
So I couldn't get in there and give them access to build my website or whatever.
Okay.
I'm actually kind of tired of the unprofessional attitude of people these days. And had they said, hey, you know, before we make this conference call tomorrow, we need to know if you have this, that's common. And that's
right.
Taking care of the customer. And you guys, not you specifically, but they don't know how to take care of the customer. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how. It's just all mouth. That's all you hear when you're talking to these people's mouths. And I have to raise my voice to interrupt them to say, hey, wait a second. You need to know this, too. And I don't know what the problem is with the younger generation, but all they do is talk and nothing gets done.
So embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. I am so
It is very embarrassing.
That. Yeah.
It is very embarrassing. It's horrible. Don't understand it, and it just makes no sense to me because I'm entrusting them to take care of me as the customer. However, they feel that they are entitled to whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do, whatever they want to say. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. Of
course.
You'll
never keep
yeah.
it that way. So,
right.
I'm entrusted. I'm not entitled. They are entitled, and I'm not going to put up with it. I have had some second thoughts during the day, just out running around, and maybe I should give this another shot. The problem is that all they do is talk, and whether I am on the first page of a Google search or not, how am I going to know that?
Oh, well, thank you for, first of all, explaining all of this to me. I appreciate it. But how
sure.
you'll know it is in the client dashboard, you'll see not only how many people found you on the first page, but you'll see which keywords you came up for and which zip codes you're coming from. And if you don't want to spend time logging on the dashboard, because a lot of business owners don't want to do that, you can just ask people the old-fashioned way, hey, how did you find me? And you'll hear, I saw you on the internet, I found you on Google, I looked you up online, and you'll know that all of that is as a result of this program. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Okay. I do know. I did go in and look at the dashboard, was yesterday. Just, I know there's not much I can do right now because the website's not built and active. So I did, you know, poke around. I am a technical person, not really software, more hardware. So very tech savvy.
Right.
But I'm kind of rethinking things. I'm just tired of people doing nothing but talking.
So if you wanted to continue, one thing I would do for you, just to kind of compensate you, I don't know what went on with Ivan, but I can see that he was the person that called you, is number one, I would create a new client interview, and I would find our best technician that's a good listener, so they wouldn't be talking over you, you know what I mean, and they would be making sure that they get your client interview done, and then I could compensate you for having a bad experience by giving you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end so you don't feel that you've missed out on any time because, you know, your billing cycle is on the 28th, so I can push your next billing all the way out until April 11th. You know, and you're still on a month-to-month subscription, so, you know, come April 11th, if you ever decide that you don't want to continue, no problem, you can cancel. There's no, you know, fees or anything, but I'm confident that we can make this right and you'll have a good experience with the rest of our representatives here, and maybe, you know, it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe we can, you know, pull that call with quality assurance and put Ivan through some more training, you know, and get him up to speed. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, and I appreciate that you give us this feedback, because if there's not people like you that tell us this, then we wouldn't know, you know what I mean?
Right. I tell you, I'm a little apprehensive anyhow because of my experiences with Verizon. I'm no longer with Verizon. I worked for them for 30 years. But the tech support people that you call at Verizon in the Philippines, you know, their profile pictures are sitting on a Harley Davidson. They're at the beach with their suntan lotion and stuff. That's very unprofessional. And it's not to say that is the case here. However, I think that there's just a lot of scams going on. Verizon's one of the biggest scam companies. Not to go into that detail, I've got a lot I could say about that, but I'm not going to. I'm very apprehensive about what people are actually telling me and what they're actually going to deliver.
Okay.
So that's, if I let you know that, maybe you can understand a little bit better. I'm not offended. I'm not angry. I'm just really apprehensive and taken aback by the level of professionalism. Now, Ivan did not speak good English.
Okay.
Another thing I'm getting kind of tired of, too. You have to say, what did you say? Pardon me? Can you say that again? Several times on a phone call. If people are not fluent in English, and I'm not trying to be terse or rude, but this is America, and I want to talk to somebody who can understand me, and I can understand
them. I agree. Yes, I agree 100%. And I sometimes, you know, get, you know, complaints of that nature, and I'll listen to the call, and I'll think it's uncomfortable for me to listen to because of all of the miscommunication going on our representative's end, you know, and that should never be the case. So, yeah, I'm absolutely going to, you know, pass that feedback along. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes with the tech-savvy people, a lot of them, you know, are from, you know, the other, you know, type of, you know, origins where they're really, really good with technical aspects, but, you know, they're not really good with common sense and with, you know, the English language, and that becomes a barrier. So maybe we shouldn't have them interface with clients anymore. Maybe we should just have them do programming, you know what I mean, and not do...
And I tell you why I second that motion is because when I brought that up with somebody in my company, they said, well, look at how poor those people are over in the Philippines. I'm like, okay, I was in the Navy. I served overseas. You know, there, if a loaf of bread costs $3 here, it costs 25 cents there. They're not hurting because their profiles has them sitting on Harley Davidson. I can't even afford a Harley. So their country may be poor, but they're not because they're making, geez, Matthew, you know, they only make half of what we make. Well, gosh, you know, their cost of living is a quarter of what it is here. So come on, they're wealthy over there.
Exactly. You have to take the cost of living into consideration. You're absolutely right.
nobody's fooling anybody anymore. I think the word on the street is getting out. Mm-hmm. And exactly. If they can't speak English, then I'm just going to hang up.
Yep. Yeah, I can get this all fixed for you. The only thing that I'm a little bit confused about is when I put homeservicespro.com into a web browser, it goes to a GoDaddy profile, but it says this domain is available for sale. So are you sure that you already bought that domain? Because apparently GoDaddy is advertising that it's for sale.
Oh, really? Maybe it expired. Yeah.
Oh, if it expired, no problem. You could just go in and renew it and maybe have the information by the client interview.
Well,
or we could get something that's close to it. Maybe we could get homeservicespro.net or .org, and then you don't even have to renew anything with GoDaddy. You know, it would be included in the package for you, you know, if you're okay with that, you know. What do you think?
I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
You are? Okay.
Yeah. I just think that there was a shock factor yesterday when I couldn't understand him, and then he started raising all these questions about, maybe those are things I should have been asked before the call. So I was a little perturbed. And,
I would be too. Yeah, I apologize. That's not very good that he didn't know that, or that the way that he handled it even, you know. I really think it also goes back to Paul, who's the guy that signed you up. I mean, he is, you know, English-speaking origin, but he should have asked you if you had a domain back then. And if you did, you know, ask, had you, you know, kind of given you the preface to have the credentials ready, you know. But the fact that he didn't put that in the notes either, so it kind of took Ivan by surprise. And then when Ivan tried to explain it, apparently he did it rudely and tried to talk over. I don't know what happened, but it wasn't professional, and I'm embarrassed by it. So I really apologize. So, yeah. And if you want to continue, you know, I already pushed your next billing out 2 weeks for free, but also because you're worried about scammers, when we originally started the process, if you recall, we put a security question on file, which is your first pet's name, and the answer is Gracie. Anybody at Local Splash has access to that. So if you ever get a call from someone and they're saying, oh, we want to update your Google listing, or we have to update your website or anything like that, and you have that weird feeling that you're like, oh, I don't know if this is a legit person or not, just stop them and say, hey, what's my security question and answer? And if they can't answer it, just politely hang up the phone, because they're not with Local Splash. You know what I mean? So we put that security question and answer on file for a reason, you know?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
And then, okay. Well, what I'm going to do is if we can schedule this for the same time again tomorrow, that'd be great.
You got it. And I'm going to get our most professional person on the line with you. I'm going to, you know, talk to that support department. The manager over there, his name is Caesar. So I'm going to find out, you know, who is the most professional English-speaking onboarding person, and I'll create the client interview with them. And then if there's any other issues, feel free to reach out to me directly. I'll send you a text. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. And that way, you know, you can always use me, Matthew, as a point of contact. And I tell you that because, you know, I don't do programming or anything like that, but always feel free if you have an issue to call me, because if I can't help you, by all means, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Okay, sure, yes. Mm-hmm. So what I need to know is, I think it helps if you know this much. I am not a software person. I am an engineer, but I'm a hardware telecommunication engineer. I never have liked software. I can do software. It's just not, I don't care for software. So when it comes to websites, software, stuff like that, you know, I just can't stand software. So I need somebody that's going to be a little more. Now, where I'm going with this is, yesterday he said, well, we can use like Home Services Pro CO. I'm like, but that's not the name of the company. Okay, so maybe I'm coming from a place of, I'm just going to say it, ignorance, because I don't know how that affects the search engine, because that is not the name of the company. So is that okay? That's stuff that they need to maybe comfort me and say, it's okay to have the last two letters on your website domain name. It's not going to affect the name of the company or your searches or anything. It's just that everything else is used.
It's absolutely okay in the fact that you're in Colorado, and a lot of businesses will do, let's say they're in Arizona, they'd put homeservicesproaz.com, or they're in Texas and they'd put homeservicesprotx.com. So as far as Google is concerned, you know what I mean? It would be consistent with your business location. And sometimes it even helps your rankings to have the CO, you know, for you, you know, CO could also stand for company, you know, but CO being that you're in Colorado, sometimes it even could help your rankings to have that on there. But they'll go over available domains for you tomorrow, and they'll come up with something. And being, you know, that GoDaddy says that homeservicespro.com is available, maybe we could even snag that one. I don't know if, you know, if it's available to us or if it's just something that GoDaddy's offering. But if that is available, we can grab it. If not, they'll go over the domains that are available for you, okay? And you're thinking that 2 o'clock tomorrow is a good time for the client interview?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to still
now,
book out.
And, my level of comfort is certainly getting better here, so
Glad. I'm so glad. I'm happy that we talked to you because, yeah, I always, when I see notes like that, it concerns me, so I always want to kind of just touch base and see if there's anything that I can do to help, you know? So thank you. You kind of made my day in saying that, so that was very sweet of you.
I'm communicator, I kind of expect the same thing, and I'm not taking a dig. I'm just telling you that's where I'm coming from. Okay.
Yes.
The more you know about me, the better off, you know, we can help each other. Right.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So, yep. So you're all good to go, and I'll just give you a heads up, Matt, that I booked out an hour tomorrow from 2 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time. And, of course, the client interview doesn't take that long, but that's just in case the technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 2:15. Don't panic.
Okay.
They'll call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you as well, and have a really great rest of your day, too, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.